We've just begun Hilchos Tefillin, Simin Chaf Hei, that is. We learned the halacha of putting your talis on before your tefillin because of Mal and Bakodesh. Today we'll be doing Sifim Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. We begin with Sif Beis, and the Mechaber says, Mishu Zoyir Betalis Katan, someone who always wears a talis katan, Yilbashenu, so he should put that on in the morning, and then should put on his tefillin, go to shul, and in shul he'll put on his talis gadol. Now, what exactly is going on here? This mechaber is based on a Zohar that says that you should leave your house for shul wearing your tzitzis and tefillin. So what the mechaber is trying to say is that if you're someone who wears a talis katan all the time, then you can fulfill that Zohar without even putting on your talis gadol. You can put on your talis katan, put on your tefillin, go to shul, and put your talis gadol on in shul. As far as the halacha that you're supposed to put your talis on before the tefillin, since you're not putting them on at the same time, you'll be putting on your talis gadol in shul, there's nothing wrong with putting your tefillin on first at home. The mechaber doesn't mean that you cannot put your talis gadol on. All he means is that you can fulfill the Zohar by wearing your talis katan, even though you're not putting on your talis gadol until later. The Rama says to that, V'olam nagu l'sateif af b'talis gadol kodem, that the minhag is to actually put on your talis gadol before you leave the house, and then go to shul wearing your talis and your tefillin. Ulevarech alav, v'chakach manich tefillin v'holach. And you make your bracha on your talis gadol at home, and then go to shul. You make your bracha on your talis gadol, put on your talis gadol, put on your tefillin with the bracha, and then go to shul. Now, as far as the halacha goes, this is an inyan al pi Zohar. There are obviously exceptions. If one is walking through a place where one doesn't wear tefillin, mavolas hamatunafos, they're not clean. A second case is where one is walking around non-Jews and does not want to walk around in his talis and tefillin. Or another one where someone is going to shul so early in the morning before the zman for putting on talis and tefillin. People who either go to shul to learn before davening, or people who are going to work and because of that they daven early. The time they go to shul is not yet the time for putting on talis and tefillin. So they would not be able to do this. Says the Mishnah Berurah, nevertheless, even if the way to shul is unclean, there are non-Jews around, or it's before the zman, nevertheless, when it comes time to put on talis and tefillin, it is better to walk out into the chotzer of the shul, put your talis and tefillin on there, and then walk into shul wearing your talis and tefillin. Even though the Lashna Zohar that he brought was leaving your home, nevertheless, you can fulfill this inyan by walking into the shul with your talis and tefillin on. Which means that according to the Mishnah Berurah, ideally, there should be a chatzar or an anteroom before the Beis HaKnesses, and that's where people should be putting on their talis and tefillin. Sif Gimel, Harosh hayam esader ha-bracha zad oter Yisrael b'sefara, v'oz hayam aniach tefillin, u'mavarach oter Yisrael b'sefara. Meaning, the bracha of oter Yisrael b'sefara is referring to the tefillin shel Rosh. So the Rosh used to say Birkas HaShachar through Ozer Yisrael b'gvura, then he would put on his tefillin and say Oter Yisrael b'zifara. Shabur mentions that that is not our minig. However, he brings from the Malbim that what one should do is when he says Birkas HaShachar, if he already has his tefillin on, then he should be mamashmesh in the tefillin shel yad when he says Ozer Yisrael b'gvura, and be mamashmesh in the tefillin shel rosh when he says Oter Yisrael b'sifara. Sif Dalid, Tzarech shiyu tefillin ola b'shas kriyashma utfila. Even though the mitzvah of wearing tefillin is really for the whole day, there's nowhere in the Torah does it say that it's only at the time of davening. You should at least see to it that you have it on at the time that you're saying Krishma and when you're davening Shmona Esrei. Krishma and Shmona Esrei should have it. Now, what's so important to have them on for Krishma? And here the Mishnah Berurah brings that if someone says Krishma without his tefillin, he's being made Edu Sheker, because he's mentioning the mitzvah of putting on tefillin, of wearing tefillin, and he's not wearing tefillin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's obvious that if for some reason he doesn't have tefillin at this point, he's only going to get them later, he shouldn't miss Zman Krishma over that. If when he's saying Shema, he just doesn't have his tefillin, he's not being made Eda Sheker, and saying Krishma before Sol Zman Krishma is Iker Adin. The Mishnah Berurah also brings up something else very important, and that is that when you say Va'afta Eis Hashem Elokecha, if you do not have Avas Hashem, you're also being Me'edei de Sheker. So when a person says the words V'yahavto Eis Hashem Elokecha, he should see to it that he is developing or reminding himself of his Avas Hashem. So just the same way that we do not say Kriyishma without our tefillin, one should not say Kriyishma without his Avas Hashem.